Attorney General John Ashcroft is the sole witness today at a Senate Judiciary Committee oversight hearing. Democrats on the committee want Mr. Ashcroft to provide more details on President Bush's executive order that creates military tribunals to try accused terrorists. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol that there are likely to be plenty of other questions about the administration's counterterrorism measures.
Although the Senate Judiciary Committee is charged with oversight of the Justice Department, Attorney General Ashcroft has appeared before the committee only once, and then for barely an hour, since the September 11th attacks. Democrat Patrick Leahy, who chairs the committee, says he and his fellow senators hope to have Ashcroft at their disposal for at least several hours today.
There are a lot of questions, and we're looking for the answers. We want to make sure that everybody's rights are being protected. We have a lot to be proud of in our country and our whole judicial system, both our system of military justice and our civilian system, and we want to make sure that's upheld.
Leahy has complained publicly that neither Ashcroft nor President Bush consulted with Congress about authorizing military tribunals. The letter Leahy sent Ashcroft asking him to testify was also signed by the committee's top Republican, Orrin Hatch. But Hatch is much more inclined to give the administration the benefit of the doubt.
I am strongly in favor of congressional oversight. But we should remember that the purpose of oversight is to make sure the administration is doing its job. At some point, too many partisan hearings and too much hysteria only make it more difficult for the administration to do its real job.
And while a top aide to Leahy says today's hearing won't necessarily be combative, New York Democrat Charles Schumer, who's a member of the panel, says many aspects of the military tribunals require further discussion.
What standards of evidence are most appropriate? What burdens of proof should be used? Should a conviction require the decisions of a unanimous jury? How do we ensure that defendants receive effective assistance of counsel? Is there a right to appeal?
The larger question looming over today's oversight hearing is whether Congress even has the right to second-guess the president's actions. Republican Hatch says it doesn't.
In a state of war, the president does have the power to do what he's doing, and he has the power to do it without any interference of Congress or any action of Congress.
But another Republican on the committee, Pennsylvania's Arlen Specter, says Congress does have a say.
The Constitution gives the authority to the Congress to establish military tribunals.
Some committee members say military tribunals would have far more credibility if they did have congressional authorization, but not one lawmaker has introduced such legislation. Senator Evan Bayh, an Indiana Democrat, says Congress has been relatively quiet about the tribunals.
One of the reasons you haven't seen more detailed criticism is that we just don't know the specifics. We don't know if the tribunals will actually be set up, actually be used, who will be brought before them, what the procedural protections will be, all those sorts of things. So I think there's a willingness to suspend criticism for the time being, waiting to see what the particulars are, and then if it appears that the administration has gone too far, to take action at that time.
But another Democratic senator, Robert Torricelli of New Jersey, says congressional tolerance is running out.
For the first time, after all the national harmony about how we responded to September 11th and some of the rather extra-constitutional means that were taken to deal with it, we're now finding a fissure point in the national government as we deal with constitutional issues.
But public opinion in this debate still backs the president, who vows he made the right decision on military tribunals. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.